You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A new downtown Milwaukee housing facility is now open to help those getting back into society after incarceration. The partnership between Project Return and Milwaukee County provides those eligible with 6 months of free housing and access to resources like employment assistance and mental health services. It's a state he won, so an endorsement might play a part. President Trump has officially endorsed Brad Schimmel in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. The endorsement was made on Trump's Truth Social page. Judge Susan Crawford, who's on the ballot against Schimmel, has responded by calling Schimmel a, quote, corrupt politician. Postal workers and their supporters gathered in Milwaukee, Kenosha, and cities nationwide yesterday. They were voicing opposition to the Trump administration's efforts to privatize the Postal Service and cut thousands of jobs. The protests were organized by the National Association of Letter Carriers. The federal deadline for updating ID to real ID is approaching. Jimmy Koska has more.
Over one-third of Wisconsin driver's licenses have still not been updated to real ID, with the deadline under 2 months away. A real ID is required to fly domestically or to enter federal buildings as of May 6th, although people can still use another form of ID, such as a passport, to fly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says about 37% of driver's licenses in the state have not yet been updated. A full list of documents needed for the update and more information is available on the Wisconsin DMV website.
It's a state title for the Tosa West Trojans. The team won the WIAA Division II Boys Basketball Championship with a 60-57 overtime victory against Racine Park. That was at the Kohl Center Saturday. It was a game that featured 13 lead changes and 7 ties. It's the first state title for the school. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Badgers women win the Frozen Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's hockey team beat Ohio State 4-3. Kirsten Sims with 2 goals, 1 to tie it up, the other for the win in overtime.
All year, we have been unbelievable all year, top to bottom. This team has had so much depth. There's so much talent everywhere. To just be able to come out on top and prove it time and time again, and then to really prove it in a game like this, and this is a huge adverse game that we had to go through, and to be able to still come out on top just shows how incredible of a group this is, and I couldn't be happy enough for us.
It's the 8th time the Badgers have won the women's national title under head coach Mark Johnson, who praised Sims' performance.
National championship game. If you miss, the game's probably over. Then it comes down to who wants to step up. A couple players mentioned Kirsten. The ownership's hers. I'll take it. Okay, go get it.
There's a team celebration open to fans tonight at the LeBron Arena in Madison. NBA, the Bucks are in Phoenix against the Suns. Milwaukee beating the Kings over the weekend 114-108. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Variety reports that Paul Thomas Anderson's new film will be out soon. The director hasn't had a new release since 2021's Licorice Pizza. A teaser trailer just dropped for the film One Battle After Another, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, Regina Hall, and Benicio del Toro. The film tells the story of a group of ex-revolutionaries who rescue one of their colleagues' daughters. One Battle After Another is expected in theaters in September of this year. Remember when politicians used to actually step down after scandals? There was Illinois Congressman Dan Rostenkowski. Horribly divisive postage stamp scandal that led to his exit from politics, and of course Al Franken, who stepped down years ago after a controversial photo. I'm sure there were others too. Rostenkowski is a terrible actor, but luckily Al Franken still has chops. He is headed back to the Senate, this time in a fictitious role on the show Residence, a mystery that dropped on Netflix last week. I don't usually break news here, even if it's entertainment-related, but there is always an exception. Vanna White, who has been turning letters on Wheel of Fortune for 43 years, recently disclosed to Drew Barrymore on her talk show that she has worn over 8,000 dresses. That's almost 1,000 more than Pat Sajak recently confessed to wearing. The beloved 68-year-old White says she's never taken a dress home, but the show does lend them out to her occasionally for big events. The wardrobe disclosure comes after White confessed to only working 34 days a year. What is the secret to keeping a show on the air for a long stretch, many would say, is to keep infusing it with fresh talent, whether it be writing, producing, or casting. The Emmy-winning show Only Murders in the Building has adapted that formula as they've added many actors over the years. The most recent addition to the cast will be Christoph Waltz. Variety reports that the two-time Oscar winner will join the show for season 5. It looks like there will be a season 3 of Severance, the hit show that dropped its season 2 finale last week. Director and executive producer Ben Stiller say there will not be as long a wait for season 3 after there was a huge gap in between seasons 1 and 2 thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Apple TV show has been a giant hit for the streamer, which shouldn't be a surprise given 35 people have producer credits, including Ben Stiller and star Adam Scott. I'm late to the party and just started season 1. If you want to share your thoughts on Severance or whatever you're watching, tune into Nightlight and let's discuss. If you're looking to get into the entertainment business but are lacking material, you might be interested in a piece of intellectual property that just hit the market. The rights to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre have become available, and there will most likely be a bidding war between studios and or actors who want a star. Or you. All you need are some deep pockets. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a little breezy out there this morning, but the wind will gradually die down here later this afternoon. Our high today, 43. It will be mostly cloudy with sunshine after about 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers or even a few flurries at a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.